Shara Halacha Lamasa. The very beginning of the Yosef is Halacha Lamasa, or has been discussed in the Chuvas with respect to Melachas and Shabbos. And this Luki Yosef is very often quoted and referred to. That's why it's an important part of the Rishon to be familiar with and to have learned out. The very end of the Nubuk Yosef is less quoted, but is probably equally relevant. As to what's considered to be Shaygi, to Shikha, Lugabe, Tashlumen. So Mirt Hashem will do both parts. The first part of the Nubuk Yosef is an unusual opportunity to see one of the Rishonim in Bava Kama, how it is addressed in the Sifrei Psak. And that's why I pointed out three of the poskim of the last door that address this in the Book of Yosef Halacha Lamasa, Rav Moshe, it's a very famous tshuva, a fascinating tshuva, and with Tzvi Pesach Frank. The Tzvi Pesach is one of the major Svarim in recent time that focus on this Nakuda, this Nubuk Yosef. Rav Tzvi Pesach, it was one of the Gedoli Yerushalayim. He was a Talmud of Rav Kook. And he was part of the old Yishuv Yerushalayim. He was a Goyin Adir, and questions came to him from all over the world. Even though he was lived a life of great tznius, a great privacy, and he was very, very much loved by Yerushalayim. That's why he very rarely referred to as Rav Frank, as always Rav Tzvi Pesach or Rav Hirsch Pesach, as often known. And the I don't know if there are people still around who still remember Tzvi Pesach. But I still met people who, the love and the reverence. After Tzvi Pesach was nifter, so Yerushalayim didn't appoint a Rav Roshi for many, many years. I think Rav Zsolti was the next one, and that's because the love they had for Tzvi Pesach and his greatness. You couldn't imagine anybody filling your shoes. So that's why I wanted to see Rav Tzvi Pesach. Now, Rav Oldenburg is one of the great poskim of the 20th century. So we'll have a chance, we'll also be able to see, get some insight into how this Nubuk Yosef was then, has an impact on Halacha L'Masa. I would like also to see the Rav Chaim Hilchos Shechinim. Rav Chaim has Kedarkei B'Kodesh, and I realize this morning that there's an entire Birkas Shmuel, so I'm hoping we'll be able to accomplish Halacha L'Maaseh and get back to the lumdus of the sugya. So where are we holding now in the sugya of Eisha Mishom Chitza? Gemara presents the question of Eisha Mishom Chitza. We know that Eishem Mishum Chitzav, the maskon of the sugya, is that according to Rabbi Yechonah Rish Lakish, argue as to what is the din of Eishem Mishum Chitzav kishakoluloi kol chitzav. Liachas shakolul chitzav, everybody agrees, Eishem Mishum Amayne. But before kol chitzav, that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yechonah Rish Lakish. Right, that means that Rabbi Yechonah Rish Lakish, according to the Maskon of the Sugya, the of Eish is Li'acher Shekol Lechitzav. That's when everybody agrees that there's this din of Eish, there's this din of Tomun, is Ptur Talmud, Chiyiv Hezek Ptur Talmud. The issue that we're discussing is whether, and everybody agrees, that if Reuven takes a fire and puts it to somebody's shirt, then he's chai because of Adam HaMazik. And if, God forbid, Reuven would burn Shimon Ibn Chayim, all of the Tashumei Hezek of Adam HaMazik. And the way that we're understanding the sugya right now is that the machlokes Reich HaMashlokesh is whether after it's no longer a Maisa V'Yadayim, but before it's Kolulecho Kolchitza. In other words, the predictable trajectory of the fire. But it's not a Maisa V'Yadayim. So is that Eish Adin of Momain, or is that Eish Adin of Adam HaMazik? Nafkamina, if Reuven sets a fire and the fire burns, and in its predicted trajectory, it burns Tomon, Chai Rapater. If in its predicted trajectory, it hurts a person, Chayiv, the fourth Tishlumi Hezek, or only Nezek. Right, that would be the Machlekes. Right, we do know that in the Habamin of the Sugya, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, 2 days in Tosfos. Whether we have correctly understood the Sugya, or whether in the Habamin of the Sugya, the Gemara was asking a different question. We haven't figured out exactly what the question is. We know that Tosfos says there's another Pshat in the Sugya. We know that the Yad Ramah learned a different Pshat in the Sugya. That the Gemara in the Havamin was addressing the of Eish itself. In the Maskana, the Gemara says, no, we're not addressing Eish, we're addressing Isho, but not Eish. We're addressing before Kol Achitza. But in the Havamin, there was a much more fundamental question which bothered us. Why would the Gemara want to reduce an of into another of? Tanav has no din halachas. Why are we asking Mishumarim Shuchitza? So according to the Maskana, we're not reducing the Av. We're asking whether the Av extends to the area of Loi Kolchitza. That's the question. Right. So that's where we're up to in the sugya. What else have we explained in the sugya so far? What was the last year? I remember back to Thursday. Thursday was Ramban. We did. We went a step further in the sugya. Okay, I remember. Good. So Nebuke Yosef. Eishu sheposha bo v'yotza me'atzma. Al yidei ruach, al yidei davar achir, v'yizika dechi v'rachmona alot kilosiv, ki yisei te eishu, demashma me'atzma, mitoich shaloi, u'mederach iluchho motza koitzim, v'dolko behem, v'holcho v'yigiyo l'gedisha shel chaveira, ki dachsiv, v'nechal, v'nechal v'gonish, v'chi v'rachmona d'siv shalim yishalim, u'boi talmuda mishamay mechayim. So the Mukhi Yosef, L'chaira, is the sheet of the Ramal, is the sheet of that initially the Sugya was not making the distinction between Kol Achitza and Kol Achitza. Mishem Chitz Hello V'Kosov Ki'ilu Oyo Chitza V'Chuvonim Al Gabe Akashas. What's Pshat in Mishum Chitza? The L'chaira of the Mukhi Yosef is explaining the Sugya the way that Tosfos says the alternate approach, that there was a different understanding in the machlokes in the Havamim. So what is Mishum Chitza? Hello, lo akosav, ki'ilu ha'yachitza mechuvanim al gabi akeshes. We want to understand the basic din de'eraisa. Is it Mishum Chitza of ki'ilu a person was holding the bow and the arrow, v'loy niskabi lizorkum, but he did not intend to shoot the arrow. He was holding the arrow and he was doing practice. It was the lesson number one. He was supposed to not let go. All right? That, as always happens, there's one kid in the class, right? But let's go. Okay. Elisha Poshavu. The holchu mikoichai me aleyen shaloi bekavona. Shulchayev. Is that pshat in Isha Mishum Chitza? Or Mishum Avoinah? Ha'ayuk ishoi roish ha'posh ha'bom Yosef Yitzhak. Or is, do we compare Eish to a guy who is a shor and posh of Yitzhak? All right? Again, my beinayu, v'kol heicha de machayev al mais ha'atzma, you pot al mais ha'shoi roish. Any situation where it's Adam and Mazik, to the Rabbi Yechon Chayev, and Paskin like Rabbi Yechon. Okay? Now, so again, what's the toot starter? First of all, the book of Yosef is explaining that we want to understand the of in a deeper way. Right? We understand what, how do you understand the of Eish? A person sets a fire and he's preparing lunch. All right? When he finishes preparing lunch, then the fire takes off. So is it, and then, is it similar to the guy who buys a shore and he's not looking, the shore takes off, or is it the person who has set everything up and he's not supposed to let go? The fire wasn't supposed to, but there's a pshia, and he let go. Right? So is it a form of Odom HaMazik or is it a form of Mamin HaMazik? In other words, and the Gemara wants to understand whether when a person sets a fire, is Ichayav on Nezek Tzar Vipushevis and Boishes and Lachara Potter in Tomun. In the end, the Gemara says, but that can't be. You can't be potter for Toman and Chayiv for Arba Dvarim, and therefore we have to have a new system, and it's three different kinds of Eish, Maisav, Loi, Koli, Kachitzav, and Koli, Chitzav. Yeah, that's the Maskana. But in the Havamin, the Gemara did understand that we were supposed to superimpose Eish onto one or two other Malachas. Right? So now, the Mukhi Yosef says, V'i kasha l'cha. So maybe we'll ask the kasha. Eishim Mishim Chitza means that it's that we look at them at Eish as if it's a person's action. Koichai Kigufa, ki'ilu biyodav hem iru kedamra. It's as if, right? And the book Yosef says, kisei tseyesh me'atzma mashma. So esh is not the ma'isa biyadayim per se. Esh is after I let go. Tola akosav havora bebala esh ki'ilu biyodav biyatzma. The Torah says, this is your Maisa as if you did it. That's the Chiddush of Eish. It's not my Maisa. My Maisa was when I lit the guy's jacket. My Maisa was when I created the fire for the barbecue for the kumsats. Now it went out on its own. And ki'ilu hiv'iru v'yatzvah. Torah says, chai. As if you, and the book of Yesus medayik in the pasuk. What's the medayik in the pasuk? Shalem yeshalem hamavir. Right? What's hamavir? The guy who burned it. So the Torah is saying it's your ma'aseh. You burned this. It's not that you set a fire and something else took it off. It's not that you bought an animal and the animal broke loose. It's your ma'isa. Tolo akosu matzma. Says the Mukhi Yosef, the Lord is being machadish to us. The sugi of Eish is machadish to us that koichoi kegufoi, not only is koichoi kegufoi that you are responsible for it. Koichoi kegufoi, that's your ma'isa. Right? In other words, Mukhi Yosef understood what was the Gemara's question. When the Torah was machayev me with Eish, so Eish is a composite act. Eish is koyach achav uravoy. Eish is a meshutif. My shutif is tevas, nature, is the wind, is the ribono shel. So now, why am I chayev? Or not why am I chayev, but how do we define the chiyuv? So when my animal is mazik, we don't say this is Reuven's hezek. We say Reuven was poisheya, not watching his animal, and therefore he has to compensate. Right? When Reuven beats up Shimon, we don't say that Reuven's fist beat up Shimon and Reuven was irresponsible not keeping his fist close to his chest. No, we say it's his maisa. So what's Eish? How do we identify, how do we formulate Eish? That's what Gemara is saying. There's only two ways to look at it. Either it's a ma'isa or I did not protect. It says, Eish, that I didn't protect you from my fire and therefore I'm chayiv. Or is Eish my ma'isa? So the Gemara says, Hamavis Aveira. You mean it's your ma'isa? Ki ilu vir biatzmoi. Nafgamina chayiv arvidvar. Says the Nebuki Yosef, Chiddush. So the Gemara defined for me a Chiddush. That I do a Maisa together with natural course, natural input. Right? And Koyach Acham Urvoy, and it's my Maisa. He says, if that's the case, Hei Chi Shervin Alei, how are we allowing people to do Avlokas and Eres Erev Shabbos? How do we allow people to turn to have... He was talking in terms of having lights around the house. That's through the mitzvah of Lokas Neiros. How can a person light Neiros Erev Shabbos? But Lokos Eilechus V'Nigmar V'Shabbos. Mishnah says, Machizin is Urim Dur B'Eilechus V'Nigmar Lokos V'Shabbos. Mishnah Shabbos says that if I set a fire Erev Shabbos, then anything which has already taken any piece of wood, any fuel which has already caught fire, so I'm allowed to let it continue to burn on Shabbos. But Gemara's Gzeira, that if a log has not yet caught fire, then I'm supposed to take it out of the fire. How could I even permit the fire to keep on burning? So based on the new Yesod that the Mukhi Yosef explained to us, based on the Pasuk and Chumash, and the Pasuk Rabbi Eichanan, right? And which the Mukhi Yosef says is sustained in the end, because in the end when the Gemara says about the Ptur Talmud, the Gemara says, no, that's kolei kolchitza. That's when there isn't keichachem uravoy. That's when the natural course, the natural assistance that you had, the keich that you harnessed in order to have your fire has already been exhausted. But kol zaman that your masa is harnessing another keich, it's your masa. So that's the case. And Shabbos it should be chayav. But kol shecheinu de ilu achol in the sky and laver gadol shechaveri klal says in Mukhi Yosef, and it's even a stronger kasha. Why? Because over here Reuven did not he set a fire to have a kumsitz. He set his fire in order to cook lunch. He didn't have in mind to burn his neighbor's yard. Va'af al pi ken is your masa. V'hocha iker kavanosi shetilak v'telech v'shabbos. But here, halokas aneiros, the whole purpose of halokas aneiros, Chazal say, mishum oinig shabbos, mishum kovi shabbos, mishum sholom bayis, is you have life? V'im kol zetanan, mishal shenas ha-pesach letanur im chasheicha, Umachizinas or that the halacha is one is allowed to have the Korban Pesach begin to grill, begin to roast Erev Shabbos. Umachizinas or Mimduris Beis Hamukkah, and even in Beis Hamikdash, we will begin the fire Erev Shabbos, let it go over the course of Shabbos. Umaisin Bechol Yoim. Ukina Omran. But if we look into it, it's not going to be a problem. Like the Mukhi Yesu is saying, this is our klutz kasha. Right? That the kasha that we know, there has to be a we're missing something. So when we look into it, we'll see it's not a kasha. Sharei, chiyuvay mishum chitzav kizere kecheitz, shemisho sheyotza cheitz mitachas yodai, ba'oysa sho nasa akoil. V'lechashvin alei masa, the mikanu labo. Says the word is that when I'm held responsible for the act which I did when I set the fire. Eishem mishum chitza means that I'm held responsible not for not stopping it. I'm held responsible for starting it. Sharichiyuva mishum chitzav kizayre chetz shemisha sheyosa chetz mitachas yodai va'oisa sha naase hakoil. In other words, says Rabbi Yosef, we know the Shabbos. You know Shabbos. Why is it that I'm allowed to light my neighbor's erev Shabbos? Because on Shabbos there's an Issa to be to light a candle. Well, I lit the candle, Erev Shabbos. The ensuing Havara is happening, but it's not my Masa. So the Mukhi Yesu now let's transfer that idea to Hezek. It's true that as my fire continues to consume my neighbor's Godish, I keep on racking up more and more and more money every 3 inches. Another $100 of Hezek I'm chayav to do. Chayav to pay for. But when was the Maisa Hezek? The Maisa Hezek was when I lit the fire. Mishum chitav kizark echese mishah sheyotza chetz mitachas yodai v'oysa shah nasa akoil. Reuven lets the arrow go. The moment he lets the arrow go, his Maisa Hezek is complete. What happens after is not as Maisa Hezek. What happens afterward is we'll determine whether he's going to have to pay, whether it's going to, how much is going to damage, how much my compensation will be. But I'm not held responsible. It's not ki'ilu. I'm holding on to the chais and I keep on pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. No. I did one Maisa 10 minutes ago when I let the chais go. I did one ma'isa mishas hadlokas aneris. V'loy chashvin alei ma'isa de mikan labo. And what happens after I let the arrow go is not considered my ma'isa. The ich chashvin alei ha'malon lemifterei the onusu. He says, lu yitzur, you would argue otherwise. Lu yitzur, you would say that as the arrow was traveling, that's my ma'isa. It's ki'ilu, I'm pushing the arrow. Then I should be potter. Because once I let the arrow go, I'm stuck. It's impossible for me to get the arrow back. I'm an onus. So it must be. Vachanami says, I'll give you another raya. Lu yitzur, Reuven shoots the arrow and then drops dead.
Wait, isn't Chazon Pshis of Aris
Mikhaev? One second. Lu yitzur, he drops dead. After he shoots the arrow, so then Lizi drops dead after he sets the fire. So he doesn't become potter from the damage that happens after he drops dead for care. Vaday mishtalim nizik, nizik meachrayis nechosim liday. The nizik collects all of his property. Dokari kan ki seitzei eish shalim yishalim. But my mechayim harimais the mazik died. The Ella kamande idlik me ikra mishas pshia chashvinan lei. There was a moment of pshia. For while we could thread this sugya all the way back to the first sugyas that we learned in Bava Kama. What is the Mechayim of Hezek? The Mechayim of Hezek, most Mekoris, most Achreidim seem to say, Mechayim Hezek, I didn't do a good shmir on it. So when is the moment I became responsible? When I was poshe in the shmir. When I brought the animal in, I didn't lock it up properly. When I have the fire going, and I didn't protect it properly. So if we string it back, it goes back to the moment of Shia. So Gemara says, the Nuk Yisuf says, so therefore, if at the moment I became Chai B'Shas Shia, so it doesn't matter what happens afterward. He says, "Sayay shalom v'shalom." For my mechayev, Harry Mays, Mays lab berchiyuve elav shma mina. The lab command the idlik hashav yadayim chesvinalei. El command the idlik me ikra mishas pshia chesvinalei. V'chein adin yin Shabbos. Dechi ischa me erim Shabbos ischil. V'command the agmi yadayim bu idna the less ve'yisir choshum. So again, what's the new Yosef? What's he grappling with? He says, The question of the sugya is, what is the nature of the of Eish? Is the nature of the of Eish that why are we asking the question? Because Eish, by its very definition, is a combination of something which I did and natural forces. So do we say that's like the behemoth? I bought the behemoth, and the behemoth has a natural force of its own? Or do we say that's Mamoina, it's Bema Shosha? Over here, there's nothing, there's no mazik I can identify except for the fire in me. The fire is not, it's less than a marshal. So Elamai must be me. So if it's me, so how do we, what is the term Mechadish to me? I set a fire at 12 o'clock, at 3 o'clock the wind picks it up and takes it on its trip of Hezek. I haven't looked at this fire in an hour. Why Mechayim? Why would it be my Maaseh? We pass it every Eichanan. We pass it as my Maaseh even after Kol Lechitzav. Wrong. We pass against my ma'isa till kol achitza, right? But the Nebuki Yosef, again, the Nebuki Yosef is not learning pshat like Tosis. Nebuki Yosef, we're trying to understand the of Eish. Later on, we will point out that the of Eish is the unique aspect of the of Eish. The Kerbi Yechon is till kol achitza. The point of the Nuki Yosef, though, is to point out to us that the man, the Omer, who says, and we pass him, Eishem Mishem Chitzav, that it's not Mamoina, is based on the understanding that he's called a Mavir. He is called an Odom Amazik. He is held responsible like Reuven who punches somebody. Like Reuven, who actually torches and lights a match with somebody else's shirt. So the Torah is pointing out that he's considered to be the ongoing mazik. He's considered to be the mavir. L'chayra, the pshat, the first one, the pshat is a mavir, means that at 5 o'clock, I'm the mavir on this piece of property. At 10 past 5, I'm the mavir on the next piece of property. 5:30 in the Mavir, I'm called the Mavir. That means, as Torah said, you should understand it's Ki'ilu, you're torching it, you're holding a blowtorch to it. It's still your Maisa. The fact that I set a fire and the wind picked up, it's still my Maisa. Ki'ilu, I'm holding a blowtorch. Says the Muki Yosef, if it's Ki'ilu, I'm holding a blowtorch, so then how can I set a fire of Shabbos? So Nebuchadnezzar says, he could have said several things. He could have said, Shabbos isn't Nezikin. He could have said that it's not Ki'ilu, you're holding a blowtorch. He didn't say that.
Yeah, but
he said that. He said, Nebuchadnezzar said that Enachanami, but where you're being held responsible, the Chiddush HaKra is that you're being held responsible for the moment you set the fire. That's what we're focusing on. And in Shabbos, that moment happened before Shabbos. To your potter. So now the question is exactly what did Nebuchadnezzar say? Did he say that Enachanami, it's as if you're holding a blowtorch? The af al pikein, the point of it, achrayas, is when you lit the blowtorch. Or did he say, no, it's not ki'ilu you're holding a blowtorch? That's not what ishim shemchitza means. Exactly what was the nekuda, the initial illustration that the Megyesim is pointing out is that it's ki'ilu hamavir. That's the Torah's lashon. Hamavir is haveira. So the Gemara says, the Megyesim says, no, the pshat is hamavir means the one who set the fire, not the one who is ongoing burning, the one who set the fire. He's chayiv. All right? So in Shabbos, all I learn is that I'm held responsible for the initial act of Havara. And for Shabbos, I'm good. Gabi?
No, I was going to say that Rebbe said that he could have given numerous answers. Oh, one of the answers Rebbe said that he could have just said that it's not the same ISO. For any other answer he gives, he has to give a spark behind why the answer would work. So you can just give any other answer. The answer is one of the best fit.
It's correct. Which is correct. No, that was, he's only that he says that Enachanami once svara Eishim Shemchitza, Enachanami, and but the Chiyav is the Shaz Havloka Sei. Okay, so far so good. Good?
Okay, just a quick question. So it says that his whole argument is hinged on the fact that if it was considered you pushing it the whole time, it would be onus once you shoot it.
That's these two svaras, right? That's one.
That's his rod.
And the other is if he died. If he died in the meantime.
Because if he shoots the arrow, so it's close to Bashir. Close to Bashir, onus required.
Right.
How's that right? It's not that you'd be onus. You originally pushed it. Yeah, so now it's onus, so pretty fine. Same thing with a bull. You buy an onus, you pushy a shmir,
huh? No, yeah. the point is that over here we're defining a new masik.
Okay.
So I don't think that you can necessarily say that the mazik is defined as a tchilas v'sivir v'sivir v'onus. This is the mazik of Eish.
But his point is that you'd be potter because of the onus.
His point is...
You wouldn't be chayav after the onus. Because you couldn't stop it once you already shot it.
L'chari is saying three things. What do you think? The lashon of pasuk is amavir, right? And then he's saying this nekuda, that if it would not be... if it would not be considered, right, your ongoing masa, then you could not be held responsible for.
Something should be considered your ongoing masa.
Sorry?
Should be considered your ongoing
masa. No, he said, okay, fine.
Yeah, he said, not because you can't stop it.
Right. I don't think he would want to say that the entire of Eish is a tchilasei b'pshia v'seifei ba'onis.
That
tchilasei was...
like the
Av
of Shore.
Was that?
Shore is basically like that. If you're pushing and you don't watch the animals, so then you can't stop a charging bull anymore. So that's also tchilasei b'pshia ba'onis.
So then you're... And a chanabe. No, whoa. That's the nekuda. But that's if it's b'shem amayin. If it's b'shem chitzah, it's not like that.
Why should it
matter? That's the chakira. That's the issue. You know, the issue is how to view it. By viewing it as mishum chitza, so that means it's not a case of a mice in which I cannot stop it. That's not chitza. Chitza.
Yeah, right. The fact that it's
totally as opposed to
the fact that it's my
car. Yeah, go ahead.
So according to the Ruke, that once you shoot a chetz, that it's considered like it already finished everything in its run. So it seems like that would imply that in the sugya of some of the bizarre theory in the Shigag, that we're going by some of the Kara, correct?
Not necessarily, because in that situation there are two mazikim. So we want to figure out who is the real mazik. So that could be, the fact that there is a mazik may change who the first mazik is. But if they're not two mazikim, so then we may not say bosim ikra. I have the whole mazik's mind. When we have to split the mazik because there are two mazikim, so that's what the Gemara raises the question. Who's the major mazik?
But if it was really true that the whole thing really happened, If you can really take the Nehruke seriously where he says that on Shabbos, it's like you burned the whole thing on Erev Shabbos,
yeah,
then it wouldn't matter if somebody else came along and blew out the candle before Shabbos started or whatever it is. The whole thing shouldn't it be independent of somebody else joining?
I'm not sure that's correct. At the end of the day, who broke this dish? Was it my original mice that broke the dish? Or the second mice that broke the dish?
So then if it can change later, so then why is it true that you're Pater on Shabbos if the candle's burning? And if it could change later, then it's really, it wasn't burned all before Shabbos, and what happens on Shabbos makes a difference to the responsibility of who put the fire.
Saying if you don't say Mana Tvira Tavar, if you hold Mana Tvira Tavar, then you're in sin. If you don't say Mana Tvira Tavar, right?
Yeah.
If you don't say Mana Tvira Tavar, we would then, in a chanami, that the first person who drops the dish only becomes, he only becomes chayiv when it actually gets, the degree of his chayiv is when it gets smashed. Now, when somebody else smashes it, so then the second person smashed a whole kli. Right? If you hold that the second one is chayiv, all we're saying is that this keli was not smashed, which is what's true. That's correct. A correct reporting what happens. Right now this keli is whole. So when the keli is whole, so why should we say a svar, well, it's really not whole. It is whole. So that's different than in this case, where we're saying, it's true that the wheat is whole right now, but in 5 minutes it won't be whole anymore. There's no question that if Reuven throws the dish down, that he's chayiv. The only question is if somebody else intervenes. So does that shift the obligations? So you're arguing, why should the second one pick up any obligations at all? Because the first one already became chayiv.
Yeah.
But could argue the first one became chayiv if his original maisa actually causes hezek. But if his original maisa doesn't cause hezek. Mashal, if Reuven sets a fire at 5 o'clock, so, and it's a raging fire, and the fence falls down and keeps on going, and now the rain puts it out. So you're not going to say, I was chayiv for all the damage it did. Who knows when it'll be rain? So I'm chayiv for 5 acres. The rain stopped it after the 4 acres. So again, I'm chayiv.
So
once something intervenes, then it intervenes.
So if somebody So if someone lights Ner Shabbos and he gets blown out before Shabbos, was he OC Ner Shabbos?
If it gets blown out before Shabbos starts, in other words, would he light again with a bracha? That's your question.
Yeah.
When it comes to Neiros Chanukah, that's a machlok zechroinim, what the din is. The person lights Neiros before, even though he holds on loka, it's a mitzvah. What happens is it gets blown out before the chiyuv starts. So I believe that it's a machlok zechagavei Shabbos as well. I have to look it up. So, good.
And the UK says that.
But your question is not a valid question. Because Legave, it's a good question, but it's not valid because Legave Neiros Shabbos, the one of the Mechayim of Shabbos is to have Neiros Dolkos for Shabbos. My Mechayim of lighting candle Neiros Shabbos, Al Pi Pashtusai, is creating a situation that I'll have light later on. Creating Oyin Shabbos later on. So Lashon HaRambam. Kidei Shetehe. So, if Shabbos is about to come in, and I see that my light went out, so then I still have another Chiyuv, call it another Chiyuv, to make sure I have light on Shabbos. That's why it won't work exactly. Luyatu would be a mice and mitzvah to light candle the Gabi Chanukah. So then you have it, and that's Taka Machal Tzichroin with the dinner. Yaakov. Good. So one of the, again, this you should be familiar. One of the situations where this tshuva was brought mamish to life. And right now, everybody's a kol ba al mekoyme v'sholem. Right, you can light your fires there. Shabbos, don't have to worry about it, because when Shabbos comes in, the mice that was done already. Right? In other words, the Mukiyes is pointing out that Hamavir Sabeira means when it's chayiv for the point when the pshia was done, when it's chayiv for the point when the fire was done, and I will always be chayiv for whatever my mice pshia actually causes. And on Shabbos, my mice on luck, it was the Ner Shabbos, I'm good. Alright? So again, with Nuk Yosef's kasha was that it's Hamavir, it's the Eretz Ke'ilo, I'm holding the Chetz. And I keep on pushing through, Kilo, I'm holding onto the fire. And we ignore the Kachem Uruboy. Teretz is, that was a metaphor that I'm chayiv to pay for. Right, that was a metaphor for Anshi Yavir as a Yavir, but Al Pidin, I'm being held responsible when it comes to Shabbos for the Maisa Hav or the Maisa Adlaka, and when it comes to Bava Kama, I'm being held responsible for my Pshia. Good. So now, fast forward, Gemara, the question in Tov Shin Lamed Zayin, what's the English equivalent Tov Shin Lamed Zayin? Yeah.
42?
What's the English equivalent? 1948. Tavshin.
What says 19
minus 47?
Is that?
Tavshin Chas. Tavshin Chas, right. No, so Tavshin Zayin is 47. So Lamed Zayin is, you have to have reference points. Right? Alright, so Tavshin Lamed Zayin was 67. Right? It was Teves, it was before the 67 war. It was 77, okay. So then he's, and this is to Rav Mordechai Tana's grandson. He named Dover. What about, when allowed to use a time clock? Actually, are you allowed to have something electrically put on by a time clock? Ba'om she'azchil levashel u'mokher v'yem v'shabas, kishol lefnei zman achila. Asher Achicha Nechni Ayakar of Aaron asks, right? Question is, can I set up my coffee machine on a timer? Can I set up my hot plate to cook on a timer? can I set up my sprinkler on a timer, my light on a timer, such that it'll go on Shabbos? All right. So Rav Moshe says no. Now, when it comes to food, it would be a lechara. It's a different cheshbon. But he, the first he makes aniyas daiti poshut she'osir lahatir zeh. Interesting lashon, by the way. He says osir to be matir, as opposed to saying it's osir. It's osir. Tarei al yedei umay rishoyis because they chum lasos kol amalachis b'shabbos v'chol bot echar rishis factories. Says number one, it's zilzul Shabbos because it's the idea, what he, the logic of Rav Moshe, nothing to do with Bava Kamma right now, but the logic of Rav Moshe is that the zilzul Shabbos, and how do you evaluate that because of what it could cause? How do I evaluate whether Lamoshal bike riding is Zilzul Shabbos? Not by the one kid who takes the bike and goes around the corner and comes back again, right? But because you can have marathons of Shabbos. So you evaluate Zilzul Shabbos by looking at the possible, and the Zilzul Shabbos, all of that. Therefore, this must be Zilzul Shabbos because if this would not be Zilzul Shabbos, you can have your factories on the Shabbos. Uborer, number two, next fascinating line. Shem ho yezeh bezman ha-tanom e-rom ha-yu ha-yisrin zeh. K'mo she-osra mir lakum mitam zeh. V'gam ula hu memeila v'chlal hu yisr. He says it's clear, if you're going to usher a goy to do molachava, you're certainly going to usher your machine to do it for you. Goy is another person. I have to explain what his own mind. He's doing a favor for him. So Allah has come of a kama, and then he says, and maybe when Chazal were misaking the east of Akum, maybe it's in Bechlal Masayim on it. If I can't tell an Akum, I certainly can't tell a robot. The also kol malacha nasis. The kol shechein. If a malacha that's done by a goy is aser, certainly a malacha that's done by a Jew. The loy dami. So now you'll say, but why is that not like shehi and Shabbos? So shehi and Shabbos is different. Why? Because Bishul by definition is a different malacha. Bishul by definition is being mekari the food to the fire. So the entire malacha is complete when Shabbos starts. So that's why Shehi would be mutter in Shabbos. Because the malacha of Bishul didn't happen on Shabbos. The malacha of Bishul is not cooking. It's not the cooking of the meat. The malacha of Bishul is putting the food on the fire. V'lachein, the amodosik, the agave Shabbos, kigmara odom. The Easter of a fire is burning something. So, as a person continues to burn something, that's the malacha. Over here, the malacha is not the cooking of the food, but bringing them together. All right, so that's why this should be Osir and Shabbos. All right, now, Rav Moshe goes back later on. Avayesh tam godol leser bishim zilus of the Shabbos. He says, therefore, we should Osir it because of zilus of the Shabbos. Very strong lashon. Haviko oiver biyadayim l'chiv akovid shemashma. And therefore, Rav Moshe holds this aser to use time clocks of Shabbos, with one exception. Mashinogu, people already use time clocks for lights, so that is mutter. He explains this far why he thinks it's different. Mashinogu, Lamed. Ayidei Mervishois Lachabosa Nerst the Electric, Shudloku, וגם שיחסו לידול ככה כרוסף היום אין לסור. Why? Because there was a practice to allow non-Jews to put out fires for us in Shabbos. And there was even a practice to have Goyim light fires in Shabbos for the shuls, even though Rabbi Yehuda was very much against it. But the Rambam points out, and when they used to make chasanas on Friday night, the meals Friday night, then they did allow Goyim to light. So since there is precedent for allowing Goyim to light and put out, so therefore we can apply that the Easter is Mishum Zilus and Shabbos. So this already is not called Zilus and Shabbos. Why are we learning this sugya now? Because Rabbi Moshe writes, I'm in Muki Yosef. Shetirates al Masha Hoksha. And he Vishayach Tamar. Vishayach Tamar, it explains that the Svara of the Nemuki Yosef applies to the sugya of Shvisas Kelim. A person is allowed to begin the watering of his property on Friday night before Shabbos comes in, and let the water continue to run. A person is allowed to put his wheat into the mill on Erev Shabbos and allow the mill to run on Shabbos. Right? So L'chayra, that should be a good precedent for allowing the usage of timers on Shabbos. Because L'chayra, the usage of timers on Shabbos is the question of whether our Kalim have to have Shvis or not. We Paskin, there's no requirement to Shvis as Kalim. So Rav Reisha says, what is the chiluk between a timer and having my wheat in the mill, and the mill begins Erev Shabbos? The mill starts, the water, the windmill, the water mill starts grinding Erev Shabbos. So why is it different? The difference is, did I begin the malacha on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos? When the wheat was in the mill on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and the windmill began and the water began, so now Malach began Erev Shabbos. When I set my timer, so my timer is going to turn the fire on Erev Shabbos, it's going to turn the coffee machine on Shabbos, it's going to turn the light on Shabbos. Shal halichas mera shoish, so now, again, so what's Rav Moshe pointing out? So this is not like the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef was that Erev Shabbos, I lit the fire. Erev Shabbos, it's Ki'ilu Homolach on Erev Shabbos. I began watering Erev Shabbos, Ki'ilu was on Erev Shabbos. Says Rav Moshe, but what happens if I would set something up? A Rube Goldberg contraption. And I would set it up such that the water would begin coming on Shabbos. Does anybody not do that? I pour my water, I begin it rolling 3,000 feet away. It'll only begin watering my property on Friday night, after Shabbos came in. The maisa of planting, of watering, begins on Shabbos. What's the din? So that din we're not helping out with. The Yosef says, if I begin the fire Erev Shabbos, I lit my candles Erev Shabbos. Nope. The malach on Erev Shabbos. But what happens if I would do something that and would start the candles to be lit on Shabbos. So my mice did not begin Erev Shabbos. My mice began on Shabbos. So why shouldn't that be a reason to aser it?
Setting the timer to be the meiser.
Who's that?
Setting the timer to be the meiser.
So that he rejects.
Why?
Umi achar. Have af shalei shayach lechayve v'af lelesem v'nireisa af loy lenuki yasef te'ein zechitzot. Ve'afim neima sheloy kin buki yosef mishum de etzem svaras and who gives loy muvan kolkach. So the Moshe, we don't fully understand the buki yosef. Right, again, what's the Moshe addressing now? Shabbos clocks, where the malacha begins on Shabbos. So the Moshe says, why should I ask her from the perspective of buki yosef? Now, what Eli says lachayra is what I don't understand. I would say, like Eli's saying, and Rosh addresses the Kuda. Why don't we look at the unit as I began my coffee machine Erev Shabbos. My coffee machine now is a new part to it. It's called the timer part to it. I began watering my lawn on Erev Shabbos, but my watering robot has a timepiece to it. So I don't fully understand why Rashi said it, but he does argue against that. Over here, he says, however, va'afim neimo sheloi kinu ki yosef, mishum de etzem svaras and yikes loi muvan kolkach. Right? He says, we don't fully understand the book here, so why not? Ta'afim neimo ka akushya, de nechshav masav acharkach ba'esha nisv gedishoy, loi shayach zel lechiyuv eshavis. The Indian Nezikin who chay midin koyek a gufay. Shalachin ba odom shalek a chidusha the tsroyres lakal me gufay. Ukshaharag odom chay misa. Aval in chiv Shabbos, loy metinu shayachayim al koyach, kishabo masa gufay. Says the Ramesha, there's a much easier answer that the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef should have addressed. He should have said that Chitzav is not a Maisa Shabbos. Chitzav, I'm only Osir and Shabbos for Maisa B'Yadayim. I'm not Osir and Shabbos for Koichai. I will in Chiyav Shabbos, Loi Matzinu Sheyuchayu al Koich al Koyach, Kishabo Masa Begufish Osir Koyim Shabbos. V'tzorach Iyan Divin Megyosef, Shavadei Loi Shayach Lechayvan Midei Raisa. Mikol Mokoy Mistaber, says Rav Moshe, let's follow the logic. Rav Moshe says, if you hold it to the Mukhi Yosef, you should prohibit Shabbos clocks. Shavimidina. The only reason I'm not advocating that is I don't really understand the Mukhi Yosef. Right? It's the only I'm not advocating because I don't hold we can ask the Mukhi Yosef. And therefore, it makes much more sense to say that it's midin amir la'akum. Now he says, you might say that that's not a good argument because it's not included in the Takanos Chachamim. It's okay. So then, zilusa de Shabbos. So let's, again, the tshuva of Moshe, which is one of the few but notable tshuvas has not been mekubal by Klal Yisrael. And if you're a Jew in the Lower East Side, if you're a Jew who follows Rav Moshe's shitas and lechayim you can't use Shabbos clocks with the exception of lights. Many Jews in the Lower East Side do not use Shabbos clocks except for lamps because Rav Moshe's make a lamp. And what does Rav Moshe argue? Primarily, Zilusa de Shabbos. And how do you evaluate Zilusa de Shabbos? Where could this go? In addition, Rav Moshe argues, Amir La'akum, even though he says, I understand why you could say it's not Amir La'akum, because a Din de Rabbanon only has what the Din de Rabbanon has. You can't expand. You can't say this is what Chazal would have made us. Right? We always criticize Jews who say this is what Chazal would have been Nekala, right? So we have to play fair. So you can't say this is what Chazal would have been Aser. They didn't Aser. They didn't know, how can you say Chazal Aser? They never saw Shabbos Bar. Moshe has a powerful tshuva, a powerful svara, where he says, maybe it's Bachlal, that if a goy is Aser, a robot is Zichar Aser. It's a powerful svara. Tzarechiyah. But then Rav Moshe says, and this is what's Nagia for us right now, that it sounds like Rav Moshe is saying, and the Nemuki Yosef would ask your Shabbos clocks. Because the Nemuki Yosef would say that your Shas his Chayvos is when the Malacha started. And if the Malacha begins Erev Shabbos, then that's when you're Potter. That's when it's not Shabbos. That when the Torah says Hamavir, my Havamina was is Ki'ilu, you're torching and you're holding the torch. Says the Muki Yosef, if that would be correct, you would not be allowed to light Shabbos candles. Hey Yosef, you're allowed to light Shabbos candles. So must be that Hamavir is Abeira means not that I'm holding the fire, it must be that I'm held responsible for Hamavir for setting the fire. Good. The Muki Yosef is a Chiddush. That we are evaluating Shabbos like Mazik, and that's how we'll understand the Chiyuv of Eshuv Eshuv Chitzav and understand the Chiyuv of Halacha Shabbos. Says the Rav Moshe, based on that, what happens if you start the Malacha on Shabbos with a Shabbos clock? Then we get Shasar. Eli has a powerful Svara. So Rav Moshe addresses why it's not a good story. You'll have a look at it. You'll go through it. Right. Then Rav Moshe says, the only reason I'm not saying it's also mitam the Nebuki Yosef is because Nebuki Yosef is a very, very difficult Nebuki Yosef.
What's he not about?
He's saying, why should we say, who says that Koyach Kegufa is a din of Shabbos? Nebuki Yosef should have said, when it comes to Hezek, Koyach Kegufa, we don't even say Koyach Kegufa Tzroiris. Only the Gavi Behema. So who said Kirk Gufa is in Shabbos? That's what Nebuchadnezzar that should have said. Eishim Ishim Chitzav is a din in Hezek. You are responsible for the Pshia that created this Kirk. But who said that? Rav Moshe said Kirk Gufa is a din in Shabbos. I'm chai for my mice of Yedayim. I'm not chai for my Kirk Murubo. Alright? Okay, so now that just sets up the Sukkah. So again, Rav Moshe would taka say, the Muki Yosef, that's a very, very frightening din. That the Yelza Rishon would hold that Shabbos clocks are Rasa. He did. Okay? So next, please look at least the very first Har Tzvi. First of all, I should get a sense of the Har Tzvi. It's one of the Choshes from Klal Yisrael. So you have to go through every single paragraph of the Chumas, but get us at least the very, very beginning, Kuf Chavtes, you'll see, he says there are two ways of Shatan Muki Yosef. And then tomorrow, Teshevel Ashir at 11:45. When do you have Ashir on Tuesdays?
15.
Yeah, so then I'll do the post Pesach. 11:45, we'll do 11:45 to 12:30 tomorrow. Okay. Okay.